Hey, what's happening, family? Welcome to Every Nation Bryanston YouTube channel. My name is Sevier Noche, and it is always a privilege to be here with you, hopefully serving you with the word and a bit of encouragement today. Today is a bit of a different day. It's not like all the other Sundays online that we have. Today is our Vision Sunday. I'm going to be sharing this online platform with our Fab Chair, Mbali Ndandana. Fab is our financial advisory board here at Every Nation Bryanston. And so we decided for our Vision Sunday that we'll give you kind of a very brief online AGM and also share some realignment of vision and some moments of celebration in terms of what God has done here at Every Nation Bryanston. But before we jump into all of that, I want to greet those of you who are tuning in to our Every Nation Bryanston YouTube channel for the first time. Or maybe you've been tuning in for a while, but you've never clicked on our connection card. Do me a favor right now, before we move on, find the connection card, which is right under this YouTube video. Click on it. It'll take you 30 to 40 seconds. Fill in your details. It'll give us an opportunity to connect with you, find out who you are, where you come from, but more importantly, how we can serve you. Whatever needs you might have, how we can serve you to get connected in the community and grow in knowing God and making Him known. That is what we are all about. Today, as I said, is a bit different. It is our Vision Sunday. And so we trust that you are going to be encouraged in a few ways. One, encouraged by the testimony of what God has done. Two, encouraged by the faithfulness and the stewardship of the team that helps to govern the finances of this church here at Every Nation Bryanston. And three, encouraged by where God is calling us to, taking us, and remembering some of the things that He's already done. And I'm going to reflect very briefly on the scripture today, but we hope that the testimony of what God has done would be what feeds your encouragement today as you consider the faithfulness of God. And so, without further ado, I want to hand over to my friend and our chair here at Fab at Every Nation Bryanston, Mbali Ndandana.
So in 2019, a friend who was based in the U.S., she found a Facebook article from someone who was running an NGO in the Deep Sweat area who looks after women who are escaping gender-based violence. And this person was asking for support and help because they really weren't able to look after all of the women that were coming their way. So this friend was deeply moved by this. She got her friends in the U.S. and us to contribute, and we were able to do something small to contribute to this NGO. Fast forward a year later, Bryanston is formed, and we decide that we want to be a congregation that is not only serving ourselves, but we are serving the community and we are serving the city. And we actually adopted this NGO, Green Door, in Deep Sweat. And that is where we ran our very first epic, incredible Do Something initiative. And so the point of me telling the story is that what it is that you give into this community, your generosity matters. It matters to what God is doing in the city. It matters to how we are allowing the kingdom to be brought here on earth. So firstly, we hope you join us for our next Do Something initiative, which we'll be telling you a little bit more about today. So we are incredibly excited and moved by what God has been doing in Every Nation, Bryanston. He is doing something incredible with this particular church. I don't know if you've noticed it. So as a church, we are a pandemic baby, as I call it. But God has continued to, Siv often puts it this way, he says, God has continued to unzip the sky above us. And what an honor it is to be able to join God in what it is that He's doing in the city, to be able to partner with Him and come alongside Him in the work of goodness and restoration that He's bringing in the city, in this country, and in the world. So we'll be sharing an executive summary of what we've been up to and how we've been channeling our finances as Every Nation Bryanston over the past couple of years that we've been around as pandemic babies. So we're having actually a full-on AGM in our in-person services. So if you are a member of this community and you'd really like a little bit more information, please reach out to us and we will get back and connect with you and share further details with you. So as a new church, and this is the very first time we're doing this kind of, you know, AGM, and this is the first time we're kind of doing it online as well. So there's a few things that we probably need to introduce. The first is that we have a financial advisory board, which I chair in Every Nation Bryanston. So our mandate as a financial advisory board is to, one, support the strategy of Every Nation Bryanston, but also ensure that we are governing the way in which the finances are channeled in Every Nation Bryanston in a transparent and an accountable way. So we really are ensuring that we enable our finances to do what God is calling us to do, but also to have a high degree of accountability as we do that. So the Bryanston Financial Advisory Board, the FAB, falls into a greater structure, which is the Every Nation Citywide Financial Advisory Board. So we fall into a legal entity, which is the Every Nation Johannesburg legal entity. And so even our audits are done via that particular structure. So we're blessed to have incredibly wise individuals who are extremely talented. Absolutely love these individuals that are within our FAB. So we have Harold Olukune, who's also our accountant. We have Mandisa Matuela. We have Joel Bryce and Lucanio Nair, who are the members of our Bryanston FAB, who are doing an absolutely incredible job of stewarding and guiding how it is that we spend our finances. So as a FAB, you know, we have three guiding principles for ourselves. The first is, one, we are on mission, right? We are on the mission of Jesus. And so what that means is, if the mission and the vision is to know God and make him known, our role as a FAB is to enable the budgets and the financial resources of the church to be in response to that particular mission. Secondly, being generous is something that we love, and it's something that we have received and learned from you as the people of Every Nation Bryanston. The people of Bryanston are incredibly generous, and this allows us to be able to be generous, as in the example that I mentioned about Green Door. It allows us to be able to be generous to our own community, to the city, to this continent, and to the world. The third one, the third pillar of the principles that are really important for us in FAB is being wise stewards. Our governance facilitates high accountability and deep introspection on how and when and where we allocate our finances. What is the right timing? What is the right initiative and project, and how do we support the mission of God while being highly accountable and driving the governance in that way. So alongside Citywide FAB, the second citywide structure which we fall under is the Remuneration Committee. So you ask what that is for. The role of REMCO is to determine the salary bands of staff members within the Every Nation churches, including pastors. So what that means is there's no pastor or staff member that can determine their own salary. They're not involved in, you know, determining how much they get paid. And that also ensures that we are governing the way in which people are paid, and also ensuring that people are paid fairly for their work as well. So that's just some housekeeping in terms of how we operate. We have a financial advisory board, which Siviwe, you know, accounts for the ways in which our strategy is being played out, and we assign the budgets thereof. There is a remuneration committee where we then the citywide would determine those particular salary bands and to ensure that people are treated fairly, but also that it's a transparent process as well. So so what are the high level of our financial position as Every Nation Bryanston? So ever since the very beginning, like I said, we're a pandemic baby. Monthly giving has consistently gone up. And so we thank you for that, for your generosity with the work of your hands and of your hearts as you bring yourselves into this community. So even, you know, with the growth of a lot of the things that have been happening externally, we've seen the generosity of our people in Bryanston increase. But also, you know, with the type of macroeconomic environment that we're in, we've also seen an increase in expenses. We've also moved from basically being a fully online church to having online church and offline church, and that's obviously increased our expenses. And so where are our biggest spending areas? So since the beginning of Every Nation Bryanston about 2 years ago, our greatest expenditures are giving at 36% of our income and personnel at 38%. And like I said, generosity is quite important to us. And so the fact that, you know, one of the biggest line items of our spend is on generosity and giving is an indication of how we are living out that value, and we are creating room within our spends to be able to channel and funnel even more towards blessing the people of our community and blessing the city and this continent as well. And so when you compare the percentages of our spends to, you know, a study that was done for global churches, how we spend our money to the average church globally, we spend much less on personnel and facilities than the average church. And like I said, we have much more on giving, and that is something that we value, and that's something that we continue to ensure that as a church that Siv calls, we're a simple church, allows us to funnel even more of our finances towards doing good and bringing goodness into the city and the continent. So what is the conclusion? The conclusion is we're in a good financial position as Bryanston. God has a lot to do, wants to do a lot through us and in us, and he is shaking us and he is calling us deeper, and he's doing something different with Bryanston. And the invitation, I guess, there is for you and I to remain in the story of what he is unfolding and what he is doing. May we meet him as he establishes his kingdom, as he establishes his rule and his reign and his goodness on earth through you and I. So now we will cue a short highlights reel video that just shows some of the things that we've been able to do through your generous contributions, who we've been able to bless, and some of the good work that God is doing and the lives that are being transformed.
Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Lord, bless you and keep you. Make his face shine.
His presence go before, behind, beside, all around you, within you. He is here, he is here, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going. You're rejoiced, he is for you. May the favor, may the favor.
Upon you and his thousand generations and your family and your children.
Hey, I want to firstly just thank Mbali and the Every Nation Fab Financial Advisory Board team. It has been a blessing to be in a room with those guys. Mandisa, Joel, Harold, Mbali, Lucanio Nier, all these men and women are outstanding in their own field of work, excel exceedingly in the areas of influence. And they have brought those skills, those talents, and their time into our space right here, into their home, their spiritual home. I am super grateful at how faithful and gifted these wonderful people are, but also how filled with the mission and the vision of this house they are. And so it has been a pleasure working with them. I trust them, and I'm grateful that they also have helped Marsh and I to lead this environment along with the staff in a way that can be filled with stewardship as to the best that we possibly can. So again, thank you to the Fab. Then, man, watching that video, which actually I just watched before this recording, so many memories. Right. Those of you who don't know, this church was planted about 2.5 years ago, and we started January 26th, and almost 2 months later went into the pandemic. It was 2020. I'll never forget it. It was a shock. We didn't know. We don't know, like, is there a book that I can go read to kind of help me understand how to plant a church in a pandemic? But God has been faithful. The story he is writing and the story he continues to write in the lives of the people in Every Nation Bryanston and through the lives of people in Every Nation Bryanston is more than what we had envisioned when we started this thing. 16 of us who came out here in Bryanston, many of us who are still here, grateful to those 16 for their dedication and sacrifice to get this going. But also, I want to say thank you to you, Every Nation Bryanston Church. There is no Every Nation Bryanston without the church of Every Nation Bryanston. And the church is not the building. The church is not the circle. The church is not the equipment. The church is the people. We are because we are. You know, we exist because we exist. The people here exist. And God, for whatever divine reason, has chosen to breathe upon us so that we might be a community that he calls a church, right? And so, praise God that as much as Marsh and I have the stewardship of being the leaders, praise God that the actual head of this church is not us, but it's Christ. And my prayer for you and for us is that we are constantly being led by Jesus, who is building his church, calling his bride to live a countercultural life in this world that will allow his kingdom to advance and his gospel to be declared to all nations, so that people might know God and that we might have the privilege of making him known. This is what we are all about. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for saying yes to community, but more importantly, thank you for saying yes to Jesus, for following him together as a spiritual family here at Every Nation Bryanston. I want to run through a few things as a way of reminder and realignment in terms of who we are. Then I want to share a quick encouraging word to recenter us in terms of this is what we're about and this is what we want to be about as we move forward. So again, as I go through this, I want to thank those who are involved in all of this, from our services to our groups, all the things that we do. I want to thank all of them as we do it. But before I jump into these five things that we do here at Every Nation Bryanston, I want to thank our online team, Khabo, Nick, who make sure that you at home get to watch a service every single week, who ensure that the quality is so that you can be able to engage and respond every single week. To that team, I want to give a massive thank you right here for our online services. There are five things that we do here as Every Nation Bryanston. We've been doing these from the beginning, and sometimes in different ways because of COVID and the pandemic and the lockdown. Five things we're all about. Here they are. Services, groups, next steps, do something initiative, and missions and church planting and campus ministry along with our citywide family. From when we started this church, these five things have been what we have been doing, all to do one thing, to help people to know God and make Him known. Right? We have sensed from the Lord that this is the mission we are called to in this city and hopefully in cities and nations beyond this one, that we will be a people who help people to know God and make Him known. So, as a way of testimony, I want to run through these as a reminder, but also a testimony of what God is doing. This is a picture of one of our services. For this to happen, a whole bunch of people are involved, all the way from sound to setup, all the way from the welcoming team, prayer team, to worship team, to the kids ministry team. It has been absolutely amazing, as well as our preaching team, preaching squad. God did something in our midst that we had not foreseen. As we started, having been launched out from Every Nation Rosebank, which we are deeply grateful for. Thank you, Every Nation Rosebank, for sending us, but also for allowing us to go with a few of your people. Thank you for that kindness and grace. But since we started, God has continued to add to our number. We have seen over 500 guests, probably by now close to 550 to not, if not 600 visitors pass through our doors and fill out a connection card. We've also had close to 200 people give their lives to Jesus. Also a number of baptisms, a whole bunch of people plugged in to groups through those services, and grateful for the many people who raised their hands to say they want to serve. For us, the important measurements we look to as we kind of go, Lord, this is what we want to focus on, is the next thing, is our groups. Now, here's why I'm saying this. Our services are so important for people to hear the word and be directed in a particular direction. But without deep, close discipleship, to actually walk that direction in your life is almost impossible. A sermon is not enough. Though a sermon is important to turn your direction in a particular direction, it is not enough to empower you to walk in that direction for the rest of your life. And so I want to thank our services team for making all of that possible. And before I even mention more about groups, I want to thank the generosity of this community, because every single week we make a call that if people want to give online, they can. But if people want to give physically, they can put money in the baskets. And those people in our community in need of help can go to the baskets and grab whatever they need so that they can make it through the week. This is not possible without your giving. Thank you so much for being that kind of community, those kind of people. Now, in terms of our groups meet at all kinds of times in different kind of places. And interestingly, our groups have been meeting since the beginning of the pandemic. And so we've been actually in a weird season now of masks being released, COVID regulations being brought down, and people who started their groups online now are kind of ready to move into physical groups. And so, interestingly enough, for the next 6 weeks, we're going to be giving our Connect leaders a break, but also intentionally creating an environment for you to make friends. We are trusting that as you make friends and engage in the social events that we're going to be putting together, that you will feel the confidence to walk across the room from this one group to another group, so that you might be with people that you can really connect with and grow together with. We also have realized there's a constant need for new connect groups. because of the amount of people who are not just being added to our church, who are getting saved and giving their lives to Jesus, but also the amount of new visitors who are coming into our midst. So one of the things we're going to be starting is intentionally trying to start groups for new people. Whether you're new to Johannesburg or maybe you're new to the faith, we want to make sure that there are groups that can help you to engage, acclimatize, grow, and be connected as you come into this wonderful family. So looking forward as we start that. As you've seen already, a few pictures of different groups. One of them was my group, actually, that meets online, my men's group, and a few other groups as well that are showing up right now of different people who are meeting and connecting physically as well. We hope that you can be plugged in, not just to our weekly services, but you can be plugged in to our groups so that discipleship might happen in your life and transformation might happen in your soul. Next would be our next step. So the third thing we do. Now, our next steps has mainly fallen on our Pathways team. Now, I hope they're watching this. To the team that does Pathways, here's what they do. Every single Sunday at 2 o'clock, they are hosting a Next Steps Pathways class to build foundations in people's lives. This is the hard work that no one sees. To them, to all our team members of Pathways, I want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for how well and how faithfully you served. Now, as we've grown as a church and as we've began to realize more needs in the community, we are actually going to begin to add more steps to these next steps. So far, our journey has been anyone who's coming in, anyone who wants to grow, they take their first step by going to Pathways. And then we make sure from there that they are plugged into groups. As part of us wanting to make sure that you grow as a disciple and as a leader, we are going to be adding new steps as well into our next steps category. One, we'll have Pathways. Two, we'll have a freedom formation kind of class that helps you to experience freedom and victory in your life, but also create rhythms of life for you that allow you to continuously live in that freedom. Three will be a discipleship class that empowers you to know how you can fulfill Matthew 28, which says, go and make disciples of all nations. How you can be involved in the mission of God, in helping people to know God. How you can make Him known. You see, the first two steps are really honing in on helping you to know God and experience freedom from experiencing His truth, His aletheia, His presence, and His spirit. But the last two steps are really outward moves. One, the third step, as I said, is discipleship, helping you to know how you can make disciples, share the word with other people. And the last one is lead class, which will empower you to know how to lead in your area of influence, starting with yourself and then moving outward in whatever area of influence and work that you're in. How do you become a leader who's led by the Spirit, motivated by the gospel, and instructed by the word? So as the year progresses, and probably into next year, we're going to add more steps to our Next Steps classes, and we're going to have Pathways as our foundational, then a formational freedom class, and then third will be our discipleship class, and then lastly will be our leadership class. These four will make up our next steps as we move forward. We hope that it will empower you, it will bless you, not just to serve this community, but to be a blessing to people around you. And with that being said, I wanted to show you some of these pictures of people taking their next steps. There's a few pictures of people being baptized, and it's always a privilege to celebrate people taking their next steps in their faith. And I want to encourage you, even right now, as you see these pictures of people being baptized, if you want to be baptized, begin to pray about it, communicate to us, send us a message. We want to help you take your next steps in furthering your relationship with God and being faithful to His word for your life. And so all is exciting to see baptisms happening in our midst. Then the fourth thing we do is the Do Something Initiative. Over COVID, we couldn't do this physically. And so we had set aside a budget and some money to be able to assist not just people in our community, but people outside our community and even churches around the city. But by allowing these funds to bless them, some people who have been struggling with rent, and food on the table, and other churches that were struggling to even have a place to rent. Your giving was helpful to empower us to be able to do something regarding the things that are happening in their lives. And so grateful for the amount of testimonies that have come in. We had a testimony from a couple who, after a few months of us assisting them with some financial giving, they came back to us to say, hey, we finally got a job. And the job is paying us so much that the amount you have been giving us as a church is the same amount that now we are able to actually tithe back into the church, able to give back to the church. Crazy. Yeah. We had people, a person who in our physical gatherings, just from the money that they were able to collect from the baskets on Sunday, were able to make sure not only that they're able to put food on the table, but they had a little bit of rent that they had to pay, but that weekly collection for them allowed them to be able to pay that little bit of rent that they were paying where they were staying. That's all because of you and your generous giving. These pictures, as you're seeing now, are pictures of our last Do Something, where we were out in Deep Sloot, actually quite close to the place where we're going to be going to next week. So I'm going to remind you about that a little bit later on in this video. And then lastly, missions, church planting, and campus ministry. We do this with our citywide family. In fact, last year, Harold and the team went to Burundi for a mission trip. This is them blessing the community, being with Pastor JB, who preached with us here a few months ago. And this year, the missions team is going to be going to Namibia. And we have a possible scouting trip coming up to Rwanda as well near the end of the year. This missions, church planting, and campus ministry we do together with our Every Nation family all over Johannesburg as we're advancing the kingdom together. Five things that we do in this house: services, groups, next steps, Do Something Initiative, and lastly, missions, church planting, and campus ministry. I said to you, I'm going to quickly remind you of our Do Something coming up now on the 17th of July. So right now, right quick, let me let you know what's coming up this coming weekend on the 17th of July on a Sunday. We will not be having physical gatherings, but instead we, from 10 until about 2 o'clock, are going to be meeting at Rishonile Primary School. Details will be on our website. Details will also be on all our social platforms. Please be on the lookout for that. You will see on those platforms what you need to bring, if you can bring. So they've asked for cleaning supplies. We want to provide about 32 to 35 mops, brooms, and polish for each and every class at the school. And so if you're able to do that, bring a mop, a broom, a polish with you to the venue. Then when we get there, we are going to be painting many of the classes in the school. We hope, this is a secret now, we hope to do all the classes, which are about 30-something, but we've kind of bargained to do few less so that rather we can actually try and bless them with more on the day. The way we're going to do this is that the more people are able to be with us, the more we can actually do. And so we've already sent out a team that is going to be starting foundational work. These are professional painters who are already going to go before us, start doing some foundational work in the classes, making sure that places that actually need a little bit more assistance can be moved ahead before we get there, so that when we get there, we're doing one layer in each class, making sure that it looks absolutely amazing for the kids coming on the 19th. That's when schools open. So Rishonile Primary School, this coming Sunday, 17th of July, what are you going to bring? Cleaning supplies and come ready to paint. Bring some clothes that's going to allow you to paint. The last thing that they've asked for, which is quite a massive thing, is this, is that they've asked for us to bring chemistry kits for the kids and also electricity kits for the kids. This is because the government has given them 50 extra kids. And at this point in time, they are only able to do science lectures with their kids by theory only. They just don't have enough kits to provide these to the actual kids themselves. So if you are able to bring a chemistry kit and an electricity kit, or if you want to focus on the cleaning stuff, you can. But these are the needs that the school has asked us to meet. So look forward to seeing you there. Rishomila Primary School. Look out for all the details on our website and our social media platforms. All right. I want to leave you with this word very briefly, and I'll be out of your hair. And again, just want to thank you for being the church that you are. This is my prayer for us as a church this year here at Every Nation Bryanston. My prayer is this. It's in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 to 29. Paul is writing to the Colossians, and in these two verses, he packs such a punch that I believe even for us, as we break down each part, it is significant for us and reorientates us around the mission of knowing God and making Him known. And so here's what he says, verse 28 and 29, Colossians chapter 1. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all His energy that He powerfully works within me. This is the word of the Lord. A few things I want to point out in this text as a way of reminding us what we're all about. Here's the first one. Him we proclaim. We are not proclaiming anyone else but Him. Who's the Him? It is Christ. And oftentimes in the world we live in, we are tempted to proclaim opinion. We are tempted to proclaim fear. We are tempted to proclaim a compromise. It is Him we proclaim. It is Jesus. It is not Siv we proclaim. It is not you we proclaim. It is not any other personality or figure. The reason why Every Nation Bryanston exists is because He has been proclaimed. And we do well to continue proclaiming Him above anything and everything else that seeks to entice us to proclaim it. Paul says, it is Him we proclaim. And for us, one of the reasons why I want to recenter us in this is that out of all the things we do, the thing we speak about the most, the person we speak about the most is Jesus. And may it be that not only for us as we gather, but for us as we go into the world, that we would live the kind of life as doctors, as nurses, as lawyers, as accountants, as stay-at-home moms, as bus drivers, as Uber drivers. May we live the kind of life that what we proclaim is Christ. That the message we share with the world is not one of fear, is not one of seeping down to what the culture said we ought to proclaim. May we live our lives with the confidence that the message of Christ changes people's lives. May it be Him we proclaim, not ourselves, not any other personalities, but Him. Then he goes on to say, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom. We want to boldly proclaim Christ. You see, for the first 6 months of the year and even for the next 6 weeks as we go into the next series in 2 weeks' time, we've been focusing a lot on knowing God, focusing alone on knowing God. And so our greater story series is so helpful to help us know God deeper through His Word, have a love for the Word, have an appreciation of how the writers in the Bible were so Spirit-led but contextually aware in a way that allows us to break into the context to understand what the Spirit is teaching us for our context. It was amazing. We got to draw closer to God. And the next series we're going to do is actually going to be quite helpful in helping us engage some of the things in our own heart that have limited growth and limited our ability to live in deep freedom. I can't wait for the series. The series is called Make Room. But straight after that series, we are going to move into a series that has to do with the Spirit. And it's going to be empowering us to be empowered by the Spirit, live directed and led by the Spirit, but also live in a way that our lives in the world are a reflection of the Spirit work in us, but also the Spirit at work through us. And so for almost the rest of the year until we get to Christmas, we want to turn your rhythms of life to more outward. That you would allow the Spirit to send you into the world with both fruit and gifts to bless the world and declare the goodness of God. This we must do. Him we must proclaim. But watch what he says in this verse. Warning everyone, teaching everyone with what? With all wisdom. May we be the kind of church, both in gatherings and scattering, both at home and at work, where we proclaim Him with all wisdom. That we would be wise. That we would be wise enough to understand the times, wise enough to understand the context, wise enough to learn how to listen to needs and problems in our community. May we move wisely in the world as we proclaim boldly the message of Jesus Christ. Point number three, he says this, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. There's three times, one word here is being said over and over again, and that's the word everyone. Warning everyone, teaching everyone, present everyone. I want to hone in on this word everyone. Here's what I want you to see. We all have our everyone. We all have our everyone. And as we go into the rest of the year, wanting to proclaim Christ wisely, who is your everyone? Maybe let me put it this way, make it simple. Who are your three people that you're trusting to get saved? Who are the people close to your neighborhood, your work environment? Who are the people that you are praying for and saying, Lord, I am praying for the salvation and the healing and the wellness of these people? Who is your everyone? Lord, as you are inspiring me to proclaim Christ wisely, how do I do that with this friend, with this family member? And you might even have people that you are trusting, these three that you're trusting that they will encounter Christ and follow Him faithfully. But also you might have your other three who you are praying for physical healing or restoration of brokenness or a marriage. Or maybe the people in your neighborhood who are impoverished and poor and you are trusting God for breakthrough in their lives. Outward, outward, outward. Him we proclaim wisely to present everyone. Who is your everyone? Who's your everyone? Think of it this way. Three people who need to give their lives to Jesus, three people who are in need and need a miracle from Jesus. Consider, write those names down, write those lists down, and pray and step out to your everyone. Then he says right here in the last everyone, he says, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. This is the goal, right? Our mission of knowing God and making Him known is not so that more people might just come to the building. It's not so that we might have more bums in seats. The goal is, has always been and will always be that we might be able to be mature in Christ. It's not enough to fill a room with people. Our desire is to fill a people with God. It's not enough to just be grateful that more are coming. We need to live in the gratitude that, hey, more are being sent. More are living a mature life of being sent out, blessing other people while still being saturated with the Spirit of God. I am grateful for every single soul, and we all should be, for every single soul that calls this place home. But the win was never to fill a building. The win was always to fill heaven. Always to fill heaven. And to build big people in the world. Presenting everyone mature in Christ. Then he says this, verse 29. For this I toil, for this I struggle with all his energy. With all of Christ's energy that he powerfully works in me. As I end all of this, here's my hope. Here's my prayer for us as a community. That the energy of Christ would work in us. That we would be an anointed people. We would be anointed in our workplaces. We would be anointed in our homes. We would be anointed when we gather together. We would be anointed when we scatter. That we would be anointed in such a way that the pains and the aches we see in our nation, we can live the kind of life that doesn't just trust for solutions, but bring solutions. I know so many of you who are involved in different things all around the nation. But you know what, guys? We're all involved in the nation. All of us. We don't need a title. We don't need some kind of letters in front of our name for us to get to work. We have the energy of Christ working in us. And so we're going to go into the world and we're going to allow the anointing, the energy of the Lord to work in us in such a way that whether we're at work, home, recreation, or in whatever engagement, or even in our own community, that we trust God that this anointing would break the yoke and would bring shalom. That's what we want. Let's, as we move forward, let's go deep together. Let's not be a people who attend. Let's be a people who are transformed in discipleship with one another, in our groups, as we walk in with the Lord through our rhythms. Let's be the kind of people who go deep together, and let's be the kind of people who go out for the sake of others. Deep together, out for the sake of others. So that we might be all formed into the image of Christ for the sake of others. This is why our mission is to know God and make him known. So that there might be a formation into the image of Christ for the sake of others. Father, I thank you. I thank you for these last 2.5 years. I thank you for this community. But Lord, I thank you in advance for the next 2.5. I thank you in advance for the next 6 months. That all that is coming our way, you've seen it. And that by your Spirit, you're empowering us to live the kind of life that will not just endure when we have to, but enjoy the experience of following you and overcome in this life because you, Christ Jesus, you overcame this life. I pray for this spiritual family. Empower us to be these people who proclaim you faithfully, who proclaim you wisely, who proclaim you to our everyone, who proclaim you for the sake of maturity, and lastly, who proclaim you in the anointing, in the energy of God. Lord, we love you. Keep us in your will. Bless us, in Jesus' name, that we may bless you. Amen. Hey fam, thank you again for tuning in today here at Every Nation Bryanston. As I said before this video was this, I hope that you would be encouraged by the testimony of what God is doing. And I really hope that as you've been watching and listening, that you were, that God encouraged you, that He can do great things through ordinary people. So thank you again for your faithfulness, your prayers, your giving, your generosity, and your presence. We look forward to seeing you in person. Now, today, I'm going to jump straight to the blessing. May the Lord bless you. May He keep you. May He cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May He lift up His countenance upon you. And may He give you shalom. May He give you peace, now and forever. See you next week.